Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, Your Daily Dose of Strength, Resilience, and a Whole Lot of Balance. I'm Madison Lane, your host on this epic journey of self-discovery and growth. Now, let's get real for a second. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway roller coaster, bouncing between worry, stress, and that nagging sense of what if? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to shake off a negative thought, even though it's totally irrational? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like those pesky thoughts are clinging onto us for dear life, dragging us down with them. But guess what? We have the power to break free. Today, we're diving deep into the art of letting go, specifically letting go of those negative thoughts and emotions that want to steal our joy. Trust me, this isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about developing a healthier relationship with them, learning to acknowledge them without getting swept away by their current. Think of it like surfing. You ride the wave without letting it control you. So, what are the keys to mastering this epic skill? 5 key takeaways. 1. Recognize the thief in disguise. Negative thoughts aren't always screaming at us. They often whisper insidious doubts and anxieties. They can disguise themselves as helpful concerns or even warnings, but deep down, they feed on our insecurities. The first step is becoming aware of their sneaky tactics. Pay attention to your inner dialogue. Are those thoughts serving you or sabotaging your peace? 2. Challenge the narrative. Once you've identified those negative thought patterns, don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to your friend who is having this thought? Often, when we step back and analyze our thoughts objectively, they lose their power. Remember, your mind is like a muscle. The more you train it to think rationally and positively, the stronger it becomes. 3. Embrace mindfulness. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's simply about bringing your attention to the present moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the sensations in your body. When those negative thoughts pop up, gently acknowledge them without judgment and redirect your focus back to the here and now. Think of it like training a puppy. Every time you catch yourself dwelling on negativity, gently guide your attention elsewhere. 4. Practice gratitude. Cultivating gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a supportive friend to a beautiful sunset. Focusing on the positive helps shift your perspective and creates a ripple effect of happiness. 5. Be kind to yourself. Let's face it, we all have bad days. Some days, those negative thoughts feel like they are winning the battle. And that's okay. Be kind to yourself during those moments. Remember, you're human and it's a journey, not a destination. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a loved one struggling through something similar. Think about that last time you were really stressed or anxious. Maybe you had a big deadline at work, a challenging conversation with a friend, or just felt overwhelmed by everyday life. Now picture yourself handling that situation with a calm and collected demeanor. Can you feel the difference? That's the power of letting go. Remember that inner dialogue, those persistent whispers of doubt and worry? When faced with that stressful situation, did you let those thoughts control your actions or react impulsively? Or were you able to step back, take a deep breath, and respond thoughtfully? Letting go isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending they don't exist. It's about acknowledging them, understanding their root causes, and choosing how to respond in a way that empowers you rather than undermines you. So here's the deal. Negative thoughts and emotions are part of the human experience. But they don't have to control your life. By recognizing their patterns, challenging their narratives, practicing mindfulness, cultivating gratitude, and being kind to yourself, you can cultivate a powerful sense of inner strength and resilience. Ready to take charge of your mind? Start by identifying those pesky negative thoughts. What are they saying? What emotions do they evoke? Next week, we'll explore practical techniques for challenging those thought patterns and turning them into opportunities for growth. Until then, remember, You've got this. Keep practicing, keep growing, and let's build that stoic core together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.